Radio Ghana has been speaking to a cross-section of Ghanaians in the capital on the one-week ultimatum given to government by Labour to reverse recent increases in utility tariffs and fuel prices.
Since the red market price has been reduced, so I prefer if the Ghana too is reduced, that would be better. We are using the difference to pay the debt. That one, if they decrease it, so that the economy will be better than if they decrease it, they increase it.
Government should decrease the fuel, because if the things are hard, so he should decrease the fuel. And I'm in the shop. At times when the customer come and buy something, nowadays it was easy, but this time particular, things are hard, so he has to decrease.
Not the government fault, and people too have rights. So they have to discuss and find a appropriate solution for the people and for the government, because the government too, they have some... There are sometimes some obligation to comply with. You see, when you see Ghana own a lot of debt from every country, I read in the newspaper that Ghana own gas money somewhere and the World Bank. So all these things, it have impact on the national economy. And you see the electricity problem too. So I don't think this one, the people and the governments will come to a compromise and find a suitable solution for both of them. But to demonstrate and going slack, it doesn't solve the problem, bring more problem to the country. We're going to also have to see, and they're seeing this thing, if they can reduce so that people also, they see, anywhere, not Ghana, if you go to other places now, it's not like that. You go to Togo, everywhere, if you go to France, it's a general problem, not a Ghana alone. We are not in Burkina even facing the same problem. So this is something the chiefs should think about it. As the trade unionists, the governments will sit and find a solution together.
Well, over the years, these things have been happening. And we hear people give the government ultimatum that within a week or two, they are expected to do something about it. But then what happens? At the end of the day, all these threats come to naught. So I really don't see organized labor really doing anything about this. I feel it's just one of those dear things that they come out to say that we are giving them 1 week or so. And I don't see government prepared to move away from 8 points that it's already taken. So I think we just have to pray that government does something about it. But as for organized labor, I don't really see the effect of the ultimatum that they've given to the government. I learned they say the world market, the fuel has been reduced. But we don't know what is going on in Ghana here. Always there'll be increment and so. So well, we know at the moment that the government should reduce the price. Because when the customers are patronizing here, the way they are talking about the economy here in Ghana, it says we don't understand what is going on in our economy here. So we want the price to come down.